This is Karen Lyle of Salesport Talk checking in on SailGP with the congratulations to Ben Ainslie's Emirates Great Britain SailGP team, who has secured back-to-back wins, adding the Rockwell Italy SailGP title to his France SailGP win from 2 weeks ago in Saint-Tropez.
Looked like the US maybe were going to score a pretty historic win after such a traumatic Saturday. And then the Aussies looked like they were in it. And then just at the last minute, we found some breeze on our own. Looked like we're going to go around the outside and take the win. Then it terminated the race. So the emotions, it was a roller coaster ride, but you know, just delighted for the team after a really solid performance over the five races this weekend. Good win.
Tom Slingsby's Australia finished in second, with Slingsby holding on to the overall lead in the championship standings despite an event win eluding him so far this season.
Yeah, you're doing it. You're flying by the seat of your pants, I guess, and that stuff. You're sort of looking to what's coming, and you're gambling a little bit as well based on your position. And yeah, we had a really nice last downwind in the last race and passed about four boats. So, yeah, we got that one right, but it's definitely not easy to do that consistently.
Jimmy Spittles, USA, finished third. The race for the final was hotly contested, and it was an incredible feat for Spittle, whose team had regrouped and were motivated to put in a good performance following a tough day yesterday, which saw teammate Hans Henken taken to the hospital following an injury during a maneuver, and Taylor Canfield stepping in for the day's racing.
We did. I felt like we sailed better than anyone today. You know, we showed that in the first two races, and then we were leading the final in really marginal conditions. But, you know, we had a lot of purpose, clearly. You know, without a doubt, actually, the toughest day we've had as a team, with what happened to Hans and having to go through that and that whole experience. So, yeah, we just came in with, you know, a message from Hans saying, you know, just get out there and crush it. And so, yeah, we did. And so, really thankful for the team for really just focusing on the day and getting some good results.
This is probably the one occasion in my career where every single person was cheering for us.
The racing in Toronto saw two ends of the spectrum, with Saturdays taking place in windy and wild conditions and Sundays in light winds that eventually would disappear and cause the final podium race to be terminated. SailGP Season 4 championship standings after four events: Australia in first, Emirates Great Britain in second, Spain in third, Rockwell Denmark in fourth, New Zealand in fifth, United States in sixth, France in seventh, Canada in eighth, Switzerland in ninth, and Germany in tenth. This is Karen Lyle of SailSport Talk.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And it is our pleasure, as we always do, at 9:40 a.m. Pacific time on a Tuesday, we welcome in Karen Lyle from SailSportTalk.com. Karen, there is a beautiful seaside city in Italy called Toronto, and it's the original spelling of Toronto with A's. They spell it a little bit differently in Canada. But SailGP had a race there. And so my first question whenever SailGP races is, how did Team America do?
Well, Team America placed third in this race. And actually, it was quite an accomplishment for them, because one of the things that happened was there was a capsize that happened earlier, and one of the teammates, when the catamaran crashed off the foils and submerged the leeward hull, Henken was knocked unconscious for a short time, and I just got word just about 2 minutes before going on the show that he's out of the hospital now, and he's doing okay.
So what was the controversy outside of the capsize? Was that a self-induced thing? Was that just one of those things where the wind pushes you into the drink, or was there a bad mistake, a mechanical malfunction? What was the deal?
Well, this was, you know, actually they were sailing downwind, and oftentimes when you're sailing downwind, that means the wind's coming behind, and you know how these boats, they have like a 90 meter tall foil, and it just, you know, it can very easily catch that boat. In fact, when when Team Australia was doing the parade at the beginning, just before, just in the beginning of the race, you know, you see a video of them, you know, they're just like, they almost capsized, and you saw the boat come up, and it's like past the 45 degree angle, almost going on its side. I don't even know how it righted itself unless, you know, but it, the wind just shifted a little bit and it didn't capsize. And, you know, so it just, it's just a big, big foil that can catch that wind and has caused a lot of damage sometimes when they're pulling the boats out of the water. There was the time in Chicago where all of the, you know, the foils were caught when they were lifting them and caused a lot of damage. So it's kind of a dangerous thing. You just don't know exactly what's going to happen with the wind.
Was there also a Saint-Tropez race as well?
Yes, indeed. And now they have all of these races back to back. It's almost every month. So we're here in the fourth season on the fourth race. And I was down in Los Angeles on the first race of the season. You know, one of the things that we can also give a real shout out to Hannah, who is on Team USA, you know, because a lot of credit was given to her for her accomplishments in sailing in this particular race. The women have been featuring more prominently in the races, and this has been something that really appreciates LGP having a real strong women's program to bring women into the race. They are great sailors and accomplishing a lot and learning so much in these races, which have been in the past almost entirely male dominated.
Yes, I noticed that when I was at SailGP in San Francisco a few months ago, that just about every single vessel had a woman on board who was it tactician? Was that the name of the job?
Tactician is the one who makes the plan for what's going to happen, which course they're going to take. And, you know, as they're sailing down the each leg, then the tactician decides, you know, we're going to go here to starboard or to port. We're going to tack. We're going to, you know, handle this particular current or wind this way.
And that's their job. A couple of winners from that Saint-Tropez race, not strangers to you and I here with SailSportTalk.com this segment. Ben Ainslie with Emirates Great Britain, Tom Slingsby, Team Australia, very familiar names here. These guys sort of are the dominant skippers in this sport right now, aren't they?
Well, right. And then we have Jimmy Spithill on Team USA, and he is, you know, definitely one that we're rooting for all of his accomplishments. Remember, here in San Francisco, he was the one who won the race for the America's Cup.
Yes, and I think people should know as well is that this is not like the Olympics or the World Cup. You can have skippers of all nationalities on, and in fact, it usually seems like it's a Brit or an Aussie or maybe a Kiwi that is at the helm of a lot of these boats, isn't it?
Well, in the SailGP race, it is a little bit different because Spittle actually has dual citizenship. So, you know, if I recall, and I have to verify that, but that's what I remember. So they want the teams to be actually mostly from that country. And so in the case of, so that's oftentimes what happens, you know, a country will grant, okay, guess what? We want you on our team. You can have a citizenship too. I mean, this is a little more to it than that, but you know, it's a lot of great sailors coming out of Australia and New Zealand. They are certainly in wind conditions and sailing conditions where it's very much a part of the lifestyle. And, you know, Tom Slingsby was, I guess, the fourth sailor that we had to come into Sports Byline at 300 Broadway, there on the corner of Sansom and Broadway in San Francisco, to sign our wall. And when we started this show in April 4th, I believe it was, in 2019, the walls of this Sports Byline were covered with every other sports celebrity that had been in the show to talk to you and Ron Barr. And Darren gave me a blank wall in the hallway there, and now that wall is almost full. We've got a lot of sailors up there, and Tom Slingsby was the fourth to sign. Rum Kirby was one of the first.
Karen Lyles with me on SailSportTalk.com, a segment we do, as she said, for many years here at Tuesdays at 9:40. Karen, I would imagine you being the globetrotter that you are, to get to Toronto, which a lot of people, it's not a very well-known port city because it's in the Ionian Sea, which is that little inlet where the boot is, sort of like those are where Lecce is and Brindisi, if you wanted to take the boat over to Athens, Piraeus, and Greece. But it is a beautiful city with a little, fortress or citadel on the coast. I'm surprised, I have to say, that you didn't go over there and see this in person, may I say?
You know, I was very close. I was actually going to be at the America's Cup in Barcelona and going to head over to this particular race because it was just happening at the same time. I mean, actually, the Clipper race also started. And then we've had the Clipper race, we have the Volvo race, we have SailGP and the America's Cup preliminary races that started. And I was just heartbroken that I wasn't able to be there in Europe for these particular races in person. But here I am in the Bay Area, and I will be traveling out again soon. So,
yes, leave it to me to rub it in that you missed it. Sorry.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate that, Rick. I'll rub it in
is,
next time when I'm sitting on the beach somewhere and I'm just going to give you a call and say, hey, Rick, how come you're not here, right?
That's usually the case, yes. In American sports, especially in the National Football League, they call it a copycat league, meaning if something works for one team, everybody else gives it a shot. And it goes in cycles sometimes, and what's old is new and vice versa. What about just, is it too simplistic to say that what I saw on San Francisco Bay a couple months ago was exactly what they saw in Toronto, Italy, or have there been some new innovations or styles?
Well, the one thing about sailing is that the field, as it were, is different in every location. So, for example, when I was down in Los Angeles, it was a very different look. Certainly you're seeing the same boats, but the way in which they configure the race and the field, what they do on their on your electronic devices, that you can actually see like lines that show where, it almost looks like a playing field, and then the boats are traveling there and they have little tags on each boat that shows first, second, third, and what the speed is. And you can kind of, tap on your iPhone or your device and stuff like that and see what the conditions are for that particular boat from its perspective with all the cameras. We have so many really cool electronics and groundbreaking, actually, technology that's surrounding this race and also the America's Cup race. But it is a different look. And where the fans are positioned and where, the people can view it from is different. In LA, we were really close to the boats, and in San Francisco, there's a little bit more distance because you've got the rocks out in front of you, and a little, So it just depends upon what the configuration is in the particular location. So it does look different. It's you understand it and how it's working is the same, but the conditions and the shape of the race, how far, what the distance is between the marks. They have different distances that they travel based upon the playing field, basically.
And then finally, Toronto is in the books, SailGP, worldwide globetrotters that they are, that tour. What is next?
Before we talk about what's next, I wanted to let you know that when Team USA was in Saint-Tropez in 2021 during the pandemic. This was a race that I didn't get to go to, of course, because during pandemic conditions, it was very difficult to travel. But Team USA was actually out in the lead and prepared to come in first, and they hit something just right I mean, just in the last leg of the last race, and there was something submerged, and it basically just brought the boat off of its foils, and they came in third because they couldn't, you know, they missed their first place lead. So sometimes when you have all of these conditions that you can't quite control, it's kind of would be similar to being in a Formula One race and the engine fails on the car right when the driver is about to come in and bring it home.
Very interesting from Karen Lyle, salesporttalk.com. Go to the website to find out more. Karen, thanks for your time and the report, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Great. And SailGP will next be in Spain, Andalusia, Cadiz, and that will be October 14th and 15th.